threw strikes with all his stuff, landed the curveball. Fastball was good. Didn't get it to parts of the plate that he needed to in order to be more effective. But throughout that outing, you could just tell he was kind of fighting himself from a body standpoint to you see the velo kind of inconsistent. It was down a little bit, and that's usually the case whenever he's not timed up. But you can see it throughout that outing that he wasn't timed up. Yeah.
So Wilson pregame was wrapped up a little bit. Has this been something he's been dealing with, I guess?
Yeah, that was part of the third catcher move when Burleson went down. We talked a little bit about it this afternoon as far as maybe getting him an extra day or two here and there to end the season. So getting Herrera here was needed. It started acting up on him, so we got him out of it.
We've seen what Zach looks like consistently as a starter for a good chunk of time now. What do you need to see from him as the next step?
The next step, honestly, I think is an off-season adjustment for him. It's something that we wouldn't toy with for the next 2 weeks. And it's more of kind of how he times everything up and gets down the mound. I think there's just more there. We've seen this guy throw 97, 98 before, right? So it's there. We don't see it with the way his body's moving at the moment. I think that's more of an off-season thing. But the ceiling's much higher for Zach than what we've seen. And all that being said, he's actually pitched well. So
it's a mechanics thing about getting his timing right?
Correct, yes.
For Wilson to just be kind of having like these nagging things, but still to be going out there, that's just...
Yeah, you got to respect the heck out of it. I mean, it was grabbing at him before the game started. He didn't want to come out, take several at-bats. You can tell the last one kind of got him a little bit, but this is a guy that just wants to be in there. He doesn't care where we are in the standings or anything like that. He just wants to help win today, and then he's going to wake up and want to win tomorrow. So you got to respect it, but also monitor and make sure he's not going to make anything worse.
Only four swing and misses tonight for Thompson. Would you argue that that was because of that velo being there?
Yeah, when that's ticked up and has a little bit more carry, it's better, and it makes his other pitches better as well.